Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue. What time is it? 6:30? Why do I keep waking up so early?
Well, you can sleep longer if you want. The first event today is at 11. It's been 2 days of orientation and I'm already over it. I can't believe I wasted $100 on this summer camp. It was 110. Get your facts correct. But other people seem to like it, so I guess I'm just missing something.
Well, in the past few years, we have established that you don't enjoy everything that other people your age do. Yeah, but I did have some good conversations. See, you're at least getting something out of this.
I did, but to be honest, I don't think I'm going to stay in touch with them. None of them are in my program and they live in residences that are very far from mine.
Yeah, but lectures start on Monday, so you will definitely meet more people who are in your class. Are you scared about starting lectures?
Lectures? I'm not scared of. In fact, I think I'm excited. But meeting all these new people who I'm supposed to spend the next 5 years of my life with, I'm definitely nervous about.
Well, you seem to do a good job during orientation, so don't worry that much. Also, apparently computer engineering keeps you very busy, so you don't really have a social life. So I guess that makes things easier for me. I don't think studying compound would take that much of your time. You'll still be able to hang out and go around with your friends. Since you're going to be busy once lectures start, do you want to go get your SIN number today? Okay, SIN stands for social insurance number, so saying SIN number is kind of redundant. Whatever, it is socially acceptable. I'm not going to go like, do you want to get your SIN today or can I have your SIN? It just sounds so weird. Okay, yeah, I can see that. Let me check what time does Service Canada open.
Okay, so they open at 8.
I guess I can take the bus.
Wow, your first bus ride? Are you sure you can do that?
Yeah, I'm sure I can take a bus on my own. It's not going to be hard.
Plus, Google Maps is giving me some good directions that I think I can follow.
Personifying Google Maps feels really normal.
Okay, so I should leave in half an hour and I can take the bus is 8 or 12 to reach there.
This seems fairly easy. I just have to sit on the bus for 10 stops and pull on a yellow string or something to get off.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay then, what are you waiting for? Get up and get ready.
Wow, that was easy. I just reached the bus stop and the bus was right there.
Yeah, I was sure you're not even going to make it this far. Whatever. Now, all I have to do is pull on that yellow string in 9 stops.
I don't know why you thought taking a bus somewhere was going to be so hard.
I don't know. I guess I was just nervous because I have never actually taken a bus.
You should keep an eye on Google Maps just so that you don't miss your stop.
Yeah. Let me just pull it up right now. That's weird. The blue dot is supposed to indicate my location, right?
Yeah, the blue dot follows the GPS signal from your phone.
Yeah, then why is it moving in the wrong direction?
Whoa. Get up, go ask the driver if you're on the right bus. Maybe look it in the wrong direction. Just go ask, just run. Stop walking, dude, just run. Maybe. You did get on the bus going the other way. I can't believe it. You're so dumb. Wait. There's no reason to panic. I'm just going to cross the road and wait for the next bus going in the other direction. Yeah, but you still wasted time. Well, it was a learning experience. Yeah, next time you get on the bus, make sure you're on the right side of the road. And also, just ask the driver. No, that's embarrassing. Oh, so you think running in front of everyone in the bus towards the driver, panicking, was not embarrassing? It was embarrassing, but how am I supposed to know which direction to go to? Google Maps thinks I'm some smartass who can figure out where north is when I've just been in the city for 2 days. I don't even know where left and right are properly. How am I supposed to know where north and south is? But yeah, you're right. I should have looked at the maps more carefully. Well, I think that's the right bus. Wow. You've been lucky with timing today. I have. At least I didn't have to stand here for another half an hour waiting for the bus. I'm sure buses run more frequently here. Yeah. Okay, now that you're getting on this bus, just confirm with the driver that this stops at your stop. I'm not going to confirm, I just confirmed with the other driver. Well, just do it, just to be sure. You don't want to waste more time, do you? Okay. See, I knew this was going in the right direction now. Why did I even ask? Yeah, and this was just for practice. But I can't believe I kept thinking taking a bus was going to be easy. There's so many things you have to worry about. And now what if I forget to pull the string at my stop? Do I have to get off at the next stop and take the bus back? Okay, stop being so extra. I don't think stops are that far away. You can just walk from one stop to the other. Well, then why can't I just walk from one stop to the other, then to the other, and just reach my destination by walking? Because it all adds up, you dumbass. Yeah, it does. Oh, look. That's my residence. Wow, I'm back to where I started. Should I just get off and do this some other day? No, now that you're out and you've already spent some time in it, finish the job. Stop giving up so easily. Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's go finish the task, but what if you get lost? I'm not going to get lost. Whoa, is that your roommate? Yeah. Where is she going this early in the morning? I think she's going to get breakfast. Oh, that's nice. Also, she's not my roommate. She's my sweet mate. Yeah, you get what I'm saying, though. I don't know why. For some reason, I expected to spend more time with my sweetmates or flatmates or whatever they're called. Well, you also expected them to look like their Facebook profile pictures, and they were nowhere close to that. Yeah, that was kind of off-putting. I come in imagining what my roommates look like, and then when I see them, they barely resemble their profile pictures. Why does everyone put up pictures that don't look like them? Isn't the whole point of having a profile picture so that other people can know what you actually look like? Like, if you want to put up a picture that doesn't look like you, then just put something else up completely. Yeah, like you do. Well, I was just trying to show off my photography skills by putting up that picture of Eiffel Tower. Yeah, it's a cool picture, but that doesn't mean you put it up as your Facebook profile picture. I don't know why, I just feel uncomfortable knowing that strangers can see my face and then put a name to it. Like, I can be walking on the street and someone who knows me can be right in front of me, but I wouldn't know that they know me. But how does it matter if someone knows you? Of course it matters if someone knows me. I think I behave differently when I'm around people who know me. Why, you put on a mask? Doesn't everyone put on a mask? I'm sure on Monday when I meet all the people I'm going to spend the next 5 years with, I will start off as someone very different, and it happens automatically. It does, but can't you control it? Can't you just be who you are in front of everyone and when you're alone? Wouldn't that make life much easier? Yeah, it would, I guess. And since they have no context of who I am, I can be anyone. I can be me. Yeah. Why? Then why do we put up these masks in front of different people? Because I'm sure I'm a very different person in front of my family than in front of my friends. Yeah, you are. Which one do you think is closer to your actual self? So the Arya in front of your family or the Arya in front of your high school friends? I think the me that's in front of my high school best friends is very close to the real me. And then the one in front of my parents is the second closest, but the one in front of my friends, I don't even know who I am. Why did you create these personalities? I don't know. I think it just automatically happened. For example, I am the way I am in front of my parents because I know there are some things they won't understand. But then there are some things that only they will understand. And the one in front of my best friends, I think I am the way I am because they are the way they are. I mean, the fact that they are open to me and they're ready to share everything with me makes me comfortable sharing everything with them. But the Arya in front of my regular friends is the Arya I ended up developing when I was trying to fit in. And once you make a persona of yourself, you can't just stop being that person suddenly, can you? Well, I think everyone has different personas, but you can change that now. You have an empty canvas in front of you. On Monday, you're going to meet these people who are going to be with you for the next 5 years. And you don't have to impress them. You don't have to be anyone specific to them because they are expecting you to be you. They don't know any other version of you. So maybe you should just start being the real you in front of everyone and anyone. And then you don't have to think so much about what you should say in a certain situation or how you should act, because then you'll do whatever comes naturally to you. And that might just save you a lot of thinking. Yeah, I guess so. But then, why doesn't everyone else do this? Why has no one thought of it? Oh, I'm sure there are many people who've thought of it. I just don't think it's something easy. I think it's very easy to conform to the people around you and pretend that you are someone who fits their description. I think it's much harder to remind yourself that it's okay to be you. And I think you should start doing that because this is the time that you can. And maybe one day everyone will just be who they are. But looking at all the things that influence us and all the lies that we're told through media, that's hard. But now that you've thought of it, you should at least try being you. And you're a good person, so I don't think there's anything wrong with being you, so maybe you should just try doing that. Oh, that's your style. Pull the string. Okay, let's go get your SIN number and go back to the summer camp again.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. And if you would like to follow Arya's journey ahead, stay tuned for the next episode.